The Alter Rebbe explained the meaning of kavana in Torah and in mitzvahs, that kavana means not your intention as much as it means the love and fear with which one serves God, with which one does mitzvahs. The Rebbe then said that the kavana is what raises the mitzvah to a higher world. Depending on the nature of the kavana, it'll rise either to the world of Bria, or to the world of Yetzira, or in the case of a great tzaddik, to the world of Atzilus. Then the Rebbe said that the love and fear with which a person does mitzvahs is called the wings of the mitzvah, just as the wings are not an essential part of the bird, but merely auxiliary limbs that serve the rest, serve the essence of the bird, serve the body of the bird. The same is also with love and fear. The mitzvah itself is the essential holiness, the essential godliness. And the wings, the love and the fear with which the person performs them, performs the mitzvahs, serve the mitzvah and help elevate the mitzvah to a world in which mitzvahs are revealed, which means the divine will of the mitzvah is revealed. In today's Shir Tanya, for the 9th of Nisan, which begins on page 575, the Alter Rebbe explains why the love and the fear are treated as if they weren't mitzvahs, when in fact they are among the 613 mitzvahs. There's a commandment to love God, and there's a commandment to fear God. Although the love and the fear of God are also from the Tayag mitzvahs, in spite of that, they are called wings, auxiliary organs, because the purpose, the goal of love is to serve God out of love. The love is not a goal in itself, an end in itself, but merely a means to an end. Love without Aveda, love as it exists as an end in itself, is a higher level of love. It is called love of Tainug, of pleasure. And this is taking delight and pleasure in godliness, similar to that, to the way things will be in the world to come, and it is a reward rather than an aveda. And in this world, in the world of action, we have to do the mitzvah, and tomorrow, meaning the world to come, will be the time for the reward. So if you're on this level of the world to come, then you can have this love, which is an end in itself. But in the Aveda, until Mashiach comes, for most people, it is the Aveda that is the essence, and the love is merely to facilitate the Aveda. Because anyone who has not attained this level of the world to come, so that he can get a taste of the world to come, he doesn't have a love of delights where he can take pleasure in God. Rather, his soul yearns and thirsts for God, and it expires. The soul expires to God all day, because it is the nature of pleasure that one doesn't receive pleasure until he has the object of his pleasure. For the person to whom godliness is still distant, his connection to God expresses itself in a love that is not pleasure, but rather yearning, a thirsting, because he's reaching for that which he doesn't yet have, and that doesn't permit pleasure. Pleasure exists only when you do have the object of your pleasure, whereas love exists where the object of the love is distant. And the love bridges that distance, reaches across that distance by yearning, by thirsting, by expiring. So the person who is still on the level of a thirsting love, He wants godliness, but he doesn't drink from the water that is before him. He doesn't study Teza. In other words, he loves God with a love of thirst, but doesn't actually do the Aveda. He doesn't engage in the study of Teza. It's like a person standing in a river and screaming, Mayim, Mayim, Lishtes. Water, water to drink. So the kavana, meaning the love that he has for God, which is the love of thirsting, which is not an end in itself, but rather an attempt to attain some godliness, to reach some godliness, and here he has the godliness available to him in the Torah and in the mitzvahs. So if he doesn't do the Torah and mitzvahs, then he's like standing in the river and screaming, where's the water? As the prophet laments and says, let all who thirst go to the water. And the water refers to Torah. So the Navi is not talking merely about a person who wants to study Torah, and the Navi has to remind them to actually study. So when he says all those who thirst, he doesn't mean those who thirst for Torah. Those who thirst for Torah don't need to be told to study Torah. What the Navi is saying is all those who thirst because of their love for God, don't leave it with the love, don't stop with the love, go on to the actual mitzvah, go on to the water, which is Torah. Because in its simple meaning, it's not understandable. A person who already desires and thirsts for the study of Torah, he's going to study it on his own. He doesn't need a Navi to scream at him. So why does the Navi have to scream to him, hey, go learn? And as this is explained elsewhere at length. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining here that the love that we're talking about when we say that it is only a wing and it is not the essence of the myth of godliness, it is merely a tool that enhances the mitzvah, that serves the mitzvah, that elevates the mitzvah, when in fact love of God itself is also a mitzvah. So the Alter Rebbe is saying that we're talking here about the love that is the preparation for the mitzvah, the motivation for the mitzvah, not the mitzvah of love, but the love which serves the mitzvah, and is therefore called the wings. In the Hayyim Yom for the 9th of Nisan, the Rebbe writes, Nisht Heizer und Geld to the Yiddish Reichtum. Jewish wealth is not made up of real estate and money. The Yiddish Eibike Reichtum is the eternal Jewish wealth consists, as men is Eden, was hidden up Teiru Mitzvahs, or me banked of the Welt, Kinder und Einiklach, was hidden up Teiru Mitzvahs. True Jewish wealth, lasting Jewish wealth, is the fact that we're Jews and we keep Torah and mitzvahs and we bring into the world children and grandchildren who observe Torah and mitzvahs.